Hi, this is Mina Lee Jones with Faithful Walk Healing Ministries, and I want to welcome you to the Watchman on the Wall. This is where we talk about current events around the world and how they line up with Bible prophecy. We are in the last days, and we are the generation that will see the coming of the Lord. Are you ready? I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. Do me a favor and make sure that you share this link with family and friends. And don't forget to subscribe to us so that you don't miss any future episodes. This is Mina Lee Jones with Faithful Walk Healing Ministries, and I want to welcome you to our Watchman on the Wall report. This is episode 3. And today we're going to be talking about some very, very important and controversial subjects regarding the events to come, how it is related to Bible prophecy, political events, upcoming events. And with everything that I'm sharing with you today, I want you to all pause and make sure that you, as you're taking your notes and writing things down, that you will always take things to prayer before the Lord, before the Holy Spirit for confirmation. And so today I'm going to share with you several things. We're going to go over some highlights. We're going to go over some news headlines, some factual things, but I'm also going to share with you some dreams. And as you all know that we're all given dreams, the dreams are our connection at times into the spirit world. And I'm not talking from a New Age standpoint, but just from a factual standpoint, that dreams connect us into the spirit world. Sometimes our dreams have nothing to do with anything in particular. It could also be something that we ate at night, a bad cheeseburger, as I like to say. But at times there are things that we are shown in our dreams that are prophetic, revealing, exposing. Sometimes we even deal with things like trials and tribulations, attacks, spiritual attacks in our dreams. So it's important to pay attention to them, but understanding that even as we dream, we should always consult the Lord for understanding, for revelation, to find out whether or not it's something that God is actually revealing to us, or whether it's something that the devil is using to try to harm us or trick us. Or like I said earlier, if it's just a cheeseburger dream. With that being said, I want to open up with several things. So 2024 has already begun, and it is already has multiple headlines of catastrophes and unhinging of things. And we're barely a full month into the year, now entering into the second month. And as the Lord has given me for 2024, He said that this year would be a year of distress, and it would be distress among nations. Now, that is something that we talked about on the YouTube video, our prophecy update for 2024. If you haven't listened to that, I strongly suggest that you go back and find us and listen to that video. And make sure that you click the subscribe button. Same thing with here, whether you're listening, whichever platform you're listening to this audio podcast on, make sure that you click and subscribe. So I want to open up today again by sharing with you some dreams that I had that was given to me on multiple layers. Now, it's pertaining to the upcoming election, of which I did not want to speak about on certain social media platforms, but I'm going to speak about it today. And so honestly, when it came to the election that's due to come in November of this year, I personally did not care as far as like who was going to win or who the candidates were. It wasn't something that was of any real interest for me. And the reason why is most of the time I don't get involved with politics anyways, but particularly because I know what the Lord had shown me as to what is coming down the tube or the pipe, so to speak, anyways. Looking into 2025, it really didn't matter to me who was going to actually win or lose an election, because I knew what the end result was going to be. However, In the last 2 months, I had been given several dreams that I'm going to share with you today, and understanding why, perhaps why I should say, it's important for us to even understand what's getting ready to happen. It is a warning to specifically the evangelical church. And since I was first shown these dreams, I have now have a better understanding as to why God even gave them to me in the first place. So the backdrop again is that I did not personally follow the political road as far as who were Democratic or Republican candidates for the 2024 elections, and had really just been focusing on ministry and whatever else the Lord has had me to focus on in this season. But in November, or I should say really in December of last year, so basically a little over a month or so ago, almost 2 months ago, I began having a series of dreams. Now, the first series of dreams that I had was actually three of the same dream. I was saying basically the same thing in three different settings. And I had three of these dreams back to back within like a 2-day span. That was it. And so basically, in the three dreams, the first one, I was speaking to a room, like a board meeting of people. And the second dream, I was talking to someone on the phone. And the third dream, I was standing before a group of people. But in each dream, I was saying the same exact thing. And in each dream, I was telling the people in front of me or on the phone that it looked like, and these were my words, that it looked like Donald Trump was going to get back into office this year. Now, when I spoke to the people in the board meeting, this particular room was full of all Caucasian people of the white race, particularly, now pointing that out for a reason, male and female. But it was like a board meeting in a conference room. And when I said this to this first group of people, there was a gentleman that was kind of in the back. And when I said it, he began to just be elated in what I was saying. He was very excited when I mentioned that this is what it looked like it was going to happen. But then right across from him was another gentleman, and he began to weep. But I didn't understand in the dream as to why this man was weeping. I didn't understand if it was tears of joy or if it was tears of concern or sorrow. But I said to the man who was elated and overjoyed at the information that I was giving to this board meeting, I said, "You need not to rejoice." I said, quote, "This will be the final nail in the coffin for the evangelical church," end quote. Now, when I had my second dream, I was talking to a family member and on a cell phone, and I said the same exact thing. And in the third dream, now I was standing before a small group of people, but these people were of many nationalities. But they all were Christians. I just knew in the dream that they all represented like people in the church. I cannot say that that was the case for the first group in the board meeting. But in this last group, I knew that they were all churchgoers at least. And I said the same exact thing to this group. And again, I repeated and said, "Do not rejoice, for it is," quote, "the last nail in the coffin," or the final nail in the coffin, "for the evangelical church," end quote. So after I had these three dreams, I began to ponder on them as to why I was seeing this. Again, I hadn't even inquired of the Lord as to who was going to win the elections or what it was going to look like. Over the course of time, I had vaguely heard a couple of people who had prophetic words or dreams, not people that I actually listen to or follow, because I don't really follow people in those realms. However, I had heard different predictions, let's put it that way. And they'd just been kind of really tucked away in the back of my mind, but none of them were what I was seeing in these particular dreams. And so I began inquiring of of these things, and I began to share them with people that I knew, acquaintances and friends that I knew in ministry, some of them who were tied in politically. And to my surprise, when I began to share these dreams with people, just trying to see what their take was on, or what their take was on it, or if they themselves knew of anything or had any insight, or maybe perhaps the Lord had shown them or given them dreams or visions pertaining to the election. But to my surprise, I got a lot of resistance. And basically, what I was being told again and again is that this is not something that's going to happen. Even people that I knew for a fact had voted for Donald Trump the last time were saying, there's no way this is going to happen. And so after kind of getting shut down in the sense multiple times, I decided to just take those dreams and tuck them away. And I thought, well, Lord, I really don't know why I was shown this. I didn't know. And again, for the most part, I didn't care, you know, so I just decided I was going to tuck those dreams away and put them away for a later observation. And I went on about my business, but it was literally maybe a week to maybe 2 weeks later, I ended up having a fourth dream. And it was really interesting because I had this dream while my husband and I were on vacation at the end of December. And the reason why I want to point this particular part out, so why I really believe this was from the Lord, is just because that particular week that we were gone, it was like I was on a current in the as far as dreams were concerned, and there were a lot of things that I saw and heard and was shown while I was out of town, and multiple things within days of me seeing them or dreaming about them came to pass. So I want to put that little note on there. So the fourth dream went like this. The fourth dream was that I was presented with a book, and this book was an illustration book. So if you understand what that means, in other words, it wasn't a textbook or a novel. It was a book that had pictures in it. And I had taken this book and I had taken my thumb and I flipped it to the open to the middle section of the book. And there, when the book opened up and laid in front of me, to my left, or the left page of the book, was an entire illustration. And it was a picture of Donald J. Trump standing at a podium. And on the right side of this book was just all this writing. I saw his name. I saw Donald J. Trump on the headline, and then there was this writing that covered the entire page. And my eyes were squinting because I was trying to focus, because I was really, really trying to see what was written about him in this book, but I was unable to make out what was written. And just as I was, my eyes were squinting and straining to focus, I heard this audible voice above my head. And it spoke in a thunderous voice, and it said, quote, listen to the words of the dictator of the seventh kingdom, for he will promise peace, but there will be no peace, end quote. And so I came out of the dream, and it was so vivid and so real, and I immediately knew, okay, this is something I have to pay attention to, because like I said, I kind of dismissed, for the most part, I dismissed the three previous dreams that I had, thinking, well, I'm not really sure this is why this is being shown to me, but no one seems to be in agreement with it, at least not in my inner circle. And so I decided to file it away, so to speak. And so when I had the fourth dream, immediately I knew in my spirit, okay, no, this is something I have to pay attention to. Okay. And so these were my dreams. Now, I have shared these again, once again, the fourth dream, with my inner circle, but so much has shifted since having that fourth dream in the stance. Now, the question is, why does this even matter? Why does it even matter? Well, there's some things I want to point out to you about possibilities as to why it matters. Okay, I'm gonna be very candid with you all, and like I said, you can take notes, but more importantly, I want you to take these things to prayer. The interesting thing, I want to go back before I go forward, and I'm going to try not to go back too far because we have a limited amount of time with these audio podcasts. I want to go back a little bit, and I want to talk about, I want to go back to May of 2016. In May of 2016, I was given a dream about Donald Trump, and at the time, he was running the first time, and of course, we know he won, but I was given a dream, and I actually put it out in a video that still stands on our YouTube page today. And that video is titled King Cyrus, Triumph or Catastrophe. And in this video, I'd share this dream that I had. And the dream had to do with, I was in a room and there was all of these people, and I was waiting to minister, and it was like 5 minutes to midnight, and I was waiting for Donald Trump, and he was late. And I'm kind of fast forward through this dream. And anyways, he comes in late, and I'm supposed to speak after him, but he's late. And when he's late, and when I tell him, listen, you have to go out there and speak. And he tells me, he says, well, you can do it. You can handle it. You speak for me. And I'm like, well, no, I'm not supposed to speak before you. I'm supposed to speak after you. So anyways, he ends up going out there and speaking before the people. And they're so eager. There's a full house of this meeting. And the people are smiling, and they're so anticipating him to say these wonderful things. And then he pulls out this piece of paper, and he begins to read off what looks to be like trade values or trade rates on a stock market. And you knew in the dream that this is not what the people had come for. First of all, it was a church. And so they were Christians that were in this place that were like expecting him to minister or give a testimony or something to that effect. And so when he began to read off like business lingo, you could see that some of the people were sorely disappointed. And then he looks at his watch and he says, that's it for me. You know, it's time for me to go. And he ends up leaving. And I remember looking at the expressions on the people's faces, and some people in the back were like, this is not what I came for. This is not what we expected. And yet the majority of the people, and the people in the front row, they were smiling from ear to ear, and they were like, this is going to be my president. And so it was also that month that when I began to pray and ask the Lord to show me who Donald Trump was, he spoke to me and said he was a decoy. And the word decoy is actually a noun as well in explaining what a wooden duck is. So, you know, a wooden duck is used in duck hunting, and what they would do is put the wooden duck and down in the pond, and then the hunter would hide in the reeds or the bulrushes or what have you. And it was when the ducks were flying south for the winter, they would look down and see that there's a duck in the pond resting, and they would say, oh, well, it's time to take a break. And then they would go down, and they would feel, because they saw there was another duck there, that it was safe. And they would all come down, and then the hunter, of course, would shoot them. And those wooden ducks are called decoys. And this is what the Lord explained to me when he told me who Donald Trump was in 2016. Now, later on that year, he ended up winning the election, of which at the time, I didn't even think he was going to win. In spite of the things that the Lord had given me, he had also told me earlier that, or later on, I should say, that year in October, to watch for the rise of the woman, and that we would see a rise in the feminist movement in women. And he said, just as he was preparing his bride, Satan had his counterfeit and his whore. And it was actually during that time, which I shared that on YouTube, and some of you all have followed me long enough and know what I'm talking about, that I took that as perhaps that meant that we were going to end up getting Hillary Clinton instead of Donald Trump, of which we did not. And that is not what God had told me, but because he had told me, watch for the rise of the woman, I had taken that's what it meant, when really in May earlier that year, when the Lord showed me the dream and told me that Donald Trump was a decoy, he was letting me know then that he was going to win the election. Now, with all of that being said, he won the election, went through 4 years. And for 4 years, I continued to hear the church. Now, of course, up until this point, while Obama was still in office, many of the evangelical church members were preparing for a catastrophe. And some of you probably remember that. A lot of people were talking about things like Jade Helm and martial law, Obama trying to freeze the election so that he could stay in office. People were having dreams about it. There were people who had prophetic words in regards to it. So it was a lot of chatter in the wind, so to speak, during that time. And people were very, very concerned. Even Obama himself openly joked about the fact that he said openly that the Republicans believe that he was the Antichrist. Now, some of you may remember that he said that openly, and they began to laugh, and he said, well, maybe I am. And so that even further triggered the conservatives, Republicans, of which most were a part of the evangelical church in these areas. So people were really geared up for a major event coming to the United States of America. But instead, what ended up happening is they ended up getting Donald Trump. And when Donald Trump got into office, all of these prophecies began to come forth about him being as Jehu, as King Cyrus, and that God had relented on his judgment in America, that God had given them time to repent, time to go out into the field and reap the harvest, that the season of revival was upon the United States of America, and judgment was no longer being pronounced on this nation. And we heard that for 4 solid years. But instead of the evangelical church taking their proper stand, and I'm going to say the word proper stand, and using the time that they absolutely felt that God had given them to rise up in the sense of reaping the harvest, causing or being the heads of revivals or whatever the case may be, what we saw factually is a great divide in the church. We saw more division within the evangelical church than we had ever seen before in our history. I clearly remember how in January of 2017, shortly after Trump got into office, I went in to pray and fast. I went away to fast and pray on the beach. And the Lord spoke to me that weekend, and he said to me that this will be the year that you will see the beginning of the great apostasy. And I remember writing it down and sharing it. And this was January of 2017. Now, if you all remember clearly, later on that year, in August of 2017, just a mere 7 months after Donald J. Trump got into office, we had a total solar eclipse cross this nation on August 21st of 2017. Now, it was that day that I did a Facebook Live sitting in my car while the eclipse was happening in Charlotte, North Carolina. And it was the day after I had dreamt that a pandemic was coming across the planet. Now, it was the second time the Lord had shown me that a pandemic was happening, because he first showed me in June of 2016 and I wrote about it. Then I spoke about it again in August of 2017 because I had a dream in regards to it. And then again, a vision that he gave me in the summer, I believe it was July of 2018. But I did this Facebook Live while the eclipse was happening, and I was telling the people that we were not in a reprieve, that this nation was under judgment, and that solar eclipses were a sign of judgment to the Gentile nations, and that lunar eclipses were omens to Israel, and we were not paying attention. And of course, Most people did not pay attention. And the solar eclipse passed, and I began to tell the people, we're in a 7-year countdown. We're in a 7-year countdown, and we need to wake up. And so as I continued for the remainder time that Trump was in office, I continued to tell people that we needed to repent, that we were not under some type of reprieve, but that we were in fact under judgment and we needed to prepare. And of course I was mocked and scoffed, and most people didn't believe it, but I continued to speak on the things that God had given me throughout that 4-year period. And if you remember, it was that year in 2017 that things began to fall apart rapidly. We could talk about across the planet, but really I'm going to focus a little bit more in the United States, since that is where the eclipse even happened. And so after that eclipse, if you all remember, we began to set records for things here in the United States. That year we had record-breaking natural disasters. Some of the things was like Hurricane Harvey that hit Houston, Texas, and it dropped record rain. At that point, it had broken previous records from Tropical Storm Allison in 2001, flooded out all of Houston, did catastrophic damage to infrastructures and buildings and businesses. We had a major ice storm. Some of you all remember that. I believe it also hit like northern Texas, the center part of the United States. They called it record-breaking. We had record-breaking hurricanes that year. The one that went into one of the small cities in the panhandle of Florida, and they literally described it like a nuclear bomb had gone off. The entire town was wiped off the face of the map. We had the catastrophic record-breaking fire in Paradise, California. Some of you all remember that. The horrific scenes of people who were burned alive in front of their houses and in their cars, and burnt corpses that were on the roads, and it was something they had never seen or experienced before in the history of wildfires in the state of California. And things just continued to decline and continued to get worse as the years went by, including that of COVID-19 that came out at the end of 2019 and rolled into our lockdowns in the year of 2020. And so there was just this continuous decline of natural disasters. And then within the church, there was this continuous divide. People were fighting, people were arguing, people were rising up, different denominations, different sects of people were rising up against each other. There was a racial divide within the church, especially amongst minorities and white evangelicals. And there was just a lot of things that did not bring any type of unification, but more so division within the country, within the church. We had, let me also add, if you remember, we had our record-breaking mass shooting that happened as well in Las Vegas, if some of you remember that. That also happened in 2017. So after this eclipse happened, so many catastrophic things began to unfold. And then I remember clearly in the beginning of 2020, the Lord had instructed me to read a book or to go through a book in Bible study, and it was the book of Hosea. And the Lord had instructed me to go through this and teach it. And it was so interesting because we began 2020 in the book of Hosea, which is a short book. We know Hosea is a minor prophet. And though Hosea himself is known for the story of the fact that he married the prostitute Gomer as a representation of Israel's spiritual prostitution or spiritual adultery towards him, what is really interesting, and I began to say this throughout 2020, is that it opens up where the Lord multiple times in the chapters mentioned judgment upon the house of Jehu. And I found this to be extremely interesting for the simple fact that when Trump was elected, he was given these two titles from the evangelical church, one of which was called King Cyrus, and then the other one, of course, was called Jehu. And so now we look in the book of Hosea, and we find that God is pronouncing judgment on the house of Jehu. Well, what was the reason? Well, the reason for it, which was very interesting, was because the house of Jehu had become arrogant. Pride had settled into his heart, and he began to do what was wrong in the sight of the Lord. And so he pronounced judgment upon his household. And as we're teaching and going through the book of Hosea throughout the beginning of 2020, I would pause in between different sects of the Bible study, and I would say, you know what? I really believe that the Lord is preparing us that your Jehu, your King Cyrus, is not going to win this election this year. The Lord is saying he's going to judge his house because of pride. And I says, and many of the people in the evangelical church, not all, but many, have taken this man and they have made him into an idol. And I began saying this all throughout the beginning of 2020. Well, then towards the end of 2020, I had one final dream in October. And that dream was that I saw Donald Trump writing on a pen and paper. And some of you all remember this video. And he was writing in blue ink. And something had happened in the election. Something had gone wrong with the ballots. And he decided that he was just going to automatically announce himself as the winner of the election. And when he did so, I began to hear chaos and rioting in the background and gunshots. I wasn't able to see it, but I was able to clearly hear it. And I did this video in October of 2020, and I said, something is getting ready to happen, and it is not going to be good whether he wins or not. Of course, we know he didn't win. And later on in January of 2021, we had what the press like to call the insurrection. And many people went to jail behind that situation, and there was a lot of chaos and a lot of confusion. So I wanted to go back to bring you all up to date. So what does this have to do with the current situation? Well, I will tell you. Remember, like I opened up by telling you all three dreams that I had, in which I was telling people that it looked like he was going to get back into office. However, it was not something that the evangelical church needed to rejoice after, because this would be, again, quote, the final nail in the coffin for the evangelical church. Now, what does that mean? What I'm talking about, and I'm going to explain to you because I knew exactly what it meant and I know what it means. And it's something that the Lord has been talking to me about the last 2 years. And it has to do with the uprising of the fullness of the persecution of Christians, especially in this country, but increase worldwide. Now, it has already been deemed, if you all have not followed the news, that 2023 was one of the worst years across the globe for being a Christian. How the persecution and even martyrism of Christians has exploded on levels that they haven't seen before. And so it is increasingly getting hostile in many places to be a true believer. Now notice I said true believer. But here in the United States, it has been trickling in little by little, and more places is becoming hostile for you to stand for your faith, to pray, to openly, your freedom of speech is being taken. There's a lot of things that are going on. People are being censored on social media platforms, and we're seeing an increasing of persecution. However, what is coming, what is unfolding, the Lord began to show this to me in the summer of 2020, will be unprecedented, okay? So now you're probably asking and saying, well, if Donald Trump is going to get into office, how is that going to play into the role of the evangelical church being persecuted? Because, saints, listen to me, and again, take it to prayer. Because this person is not who you think he is. And just recently, the Lord gave me a vision, and I saw him. I saw Donald Trump. And I saw him begin to morph into something that was weird looking. It almost looked like Silly Putty. If some of you all remember Silly Putty, if you're old enough to remember that. And it was like he was morphing into the Silly Putty. And I was like, why am I seeing this? And the Lord told me, he said, they're going to see a side of him that they've never seen before. And this was not in a good thing, not in a good way, saints, in a bad way. That they were going to see him morph into something that they have never seen before, that he didn't see in the last term. So I wanted to present these things to you because the Lord is warning, persecution is coming. There's a young man from Denmark by the name of Torben Sundergaard. Some of you, or maybe even many of you, have been following his story. But when he came, not so much when he came and sought asylum in this country in 2019, but more so made headlines in 2022 into 2023 when he was detained in Florida. And they kept changing the charges and never gave him a lawyer, never gave him formal charges of any sort, and held him for more than a year, and then finally released him, but deported him. And he's currently banned from this country. He's listed as an extremist, and he's not allowed to come back here. And anyhow, but when he was still being detained and I first heard about his story around October of 2022, I went into prayer because my heart was very grieved. And I told the Lord, I said, there is no way you sent this man to this country. Of all places, America, I knew and understood that at that point, and with or without Trump, and Trump's not even been in office, that this was not a good place to be, not a good place to seek asylum for Christianity, because things are falling apart at the seams here. And I kept petitioning the Lord, and I said, Lord, he had to have missed it. And I remember one day, it was a Wednesday, and I'll never forget, it was a Wednesday morning that the Lord began to speak to me about this man. And he told me loud and clear, he said, I did send him here. And I was actually fairly shocked at hearing the Lord say that he had actually sent him here. And I was like, but okay, Lord, why did you send him then? And he said, I sent him here because he is an omen to what is coming to this country. And I said, he's an omen? And the Lord said, yes, he's an omen. And so he gave me Acts chapter 7, and he just spoke it very clearly. And I said, Acts chapter 7. And so I wasn't familiar by heart what the story, or what Acts chapter 7, I should say, was all about. So I got my Bible and I opened it up. And to my surprise, Acts chapter 7 is the story of Stephen, who was considered to be the first martyr, and how he stood before the Sanhedrin and during his trial, and then afterwards he was stoned to death. And so I began to share this, and I even shared pieces of it in the beginning of 2023, and my word for 2023 had to do with the coming persecution to the West. And I was using this young man, I said, the Lord is saying this is what's coming to us, and we need to prepare. Okay, so these are the things that the Lord has been giving me since the last 2 years. I've been focusing on the last 2 years because the Lord kept telling me about the preparation that the church needed to have to go into the year 2025. Now, it was about 2 years ago that a prophetess who I know was given a vision, and this prophetess is completely disconnected from the internet. She has no internet, she has no cell phone, she's retired. However, she was given a dream and a vision where she was told, quote, 2025 would be the beginning of the end of all things. I actually posted this in my 2023 newsletter last year. And I began to talk about this when I began to list of all the things that was pointing towards 2025, including the fact that the Canadian Parliament, and this was actually spoken by Carter Collin, who is the one who had taken over Times Square Church for David Wilkerson after he passed, how he spoke about the fact that the Canadian Parliament was preparing for the total collapse of the United States government / economic system by the beginning of 2025, and that they were preparing for refugees to be trying to cross over into the Canadian border. Now, I will also add that there was a video that went viral on social media about a year or so ago, and it was of some truckers who were down at the border near Mexico, and they saw people, the Mexicans, building a border. It was really interesting considering that we've had this border crisis recently. And they were joking and saying to the Mexican borders, like, why are you putting your wall up? And they said something about, like, Trump's no longer in office. I can't remember what the situation was, and I'm going to assume that the trucker was maybe a Democrat or something like that, but he was like, Trump's no longer in office. And so the construction workers, they turn and they look at this man with such seriousness, and they say to him, this is being funded by the Mexican government, and we're putting up these walls so that when your collapse, when the collapse happens in your country, the people that have come over there, they don't come back over here. And that was mind-boggling, considering that I just said we have been in this migrant crisis for the last 2 years, reaching its peak at the end of last year into just last month, where we've had something like 8 million migrants come into this country within the last three, almost 4 years since Biden has taken office. And it's a crisis, and they're all over the place, and these people have no jobs and they have no place to stay. And it's overwhelming the systems, the government systems, welfare systems, and all this stuff. And so isn't it interesting that all these people that are coming into this country, which we don't have space for, and now the Mexican authorities are building a wall, and they told them, I mean, with all seriousness, he said, we're doing this to keep those people that have come to you, we're making sure they don't come back to us when your country collapses. So I talked about the fact that in the beginning of 2023 in our newsletter, how there's multiple things that are pointing towards 2025. And again, the last couple of years has been major preparation, especially in the spirit realm, because I myself and my husband, we have been preparing people in ministry as far as how to prepare spiritually and talking about house churches and all of these things. But also, we have been acquainted with other people in ministry who have been very quiet about this, but they know what's coming. And so here we are now in 2024. And on top of that, it's an election year. And so if this, what I saw in my dreams are true, then Trump, if Trump gets back into office, Okay. The interesting thing is that we have a large group of evangelical churchgoers and believers, and most of them are white conservatives, and that's just a fact. I'm not saying this in any type of racial term, but we have a move called the NAR, the New Apostolic Reformation Movement. Some people even call it the Seven Mountain Movement, the Now Kingdom Movement. Some of them are post-millennialist. These type of beliefs where it's a kingdom now mentality, where you can, as it in heaven as it is on earth as it is in heaven, and they believe that if they can take over these seven areas like media and education and government and military and all these places, they take it over, the Christians take it over, well then when they do that, they can usher in the second coming of Jesus Christ, pretty much skipping over the book of Revelation, which we can't do, by the way, in case you didn't know, and ushering in the second coming of Jesus Christ. So it's a cultish movement, but unfortunately, it is most of it are fueled by the idea that Donald Trump has been chosen by God to lead them into this revolution, so to speak. And I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very dangerous method of thinking. First of all, it is not biblical. There is no way you can change the things that were written before the foundations of the earth. There are governmental prophecies, so to speak, that we cannot change, like the coming of Christ, the death of Christ, redemption, salvation, the millennial reign, but also things like the tribulation, the 21 judgments, the rise of the beast, the mark of the beast. These are prophecies that are both in the Old and New Testament, because God saw it fit for it to be just as it is. And so man cannot change what has already been written. It's not possible. And yet there are sects of Christians that actually believe that they can. And this is a very dangerous method of thinking. And so if we're going into a revolution and we're claiming that God is on our side, but God is not on our side, well, many people are going to perish, saints. It's not going to be a good situation. And so the nail in the coffin, the final nail in the coffin for the evangelical church, is a warning to us. Okay. And this again is, if we see this unfold and we see that Trump gets back into office, I don't want you to be deceived by any means. But I also want to prepare you for if he doesn't get back into office. Because remember, I told you in the beginning, I didn't care because the Lord has already shown me what was coming anyways. One of the most important things that the Lord spoke to me and told me was that before his return, and I'm not talking about the second coming, I'm talking about before he has his angels to gather the elect from the four corners of the earth, before the harpazo, before the catching away, before the rapture. And yes, my friends, there is a rapture. There are multiple harpazos in the Bible, starting with Enoch. Okay. I heard someone say to me one time, well, Enoch wasn't raptured. He was translated. It means the same thing. In the twinkling of an eye, we shall all be changed, right? We shall be translated. That's what Paul talks about, the mystery. There is a harpazo, okay? It doesn't matter where you believe, when you believe it's going to happen. It's the truth is that there is going to be a harpazo, and there have been multiple harpazos, so to speak, okay? But the point is this, before he calls his bride home for the marriage supper of the Lamb, there is going to be major things that are going to unfold. Some of them have already unfolded, and more things are going to unfold, like the rise in the persecution in the West and even martyrism. But in addition to that, the thing that the Lord very specifically told me was that we being the people of the United States, would see war on our shores before he would call this bride home. So there is a war coming. There is a war from the outside that is coming. Now, if you all remember a man by the name of Dimitri Dudeman, he came into this country in the 1980s and preached for many years all the way into the 90s. And he began to warn America of what was coming. If you all remember, the angel of the Lord told him that even though he was coming here to warn us, that we would not change. And he asked why. Multiple times he was told, because the United States was Mystery Babylon. But if you remember his prophecies, and he had many, and if you're not familiar with who he is, he was a man from Romania, very anointed man of God. I behoove you to go and look him up, do some research of him on the internet, or purchase his book of all of the prophecies. I actually own his book as well, and that's a very good piece of information to have in your collection. But what I want to mention is when he talks about how they're going to invade us, how he was shown this. And he was shown that what happened was that there was a major disruption from within the country, like a civil unrest, a civil uprising from within. And he said that it would be such a disruption that the government, they would not be able to get a hold of it. Like they would have no control of it. And while they were busy trying to deal with that, basically the enemy from the outside comes in, like Russia, China. And he even saw things like the military bases being set up in places like Mexico and Cuba and parts of Central America. So if you all don't know, and I don't want to veer off too much, but let me just give you some quick headlines. Maybe you all know that now Cuba and Russia have a military alliance. And recently, I understand that from some headlines as recent as a week or so ago, that Russia is now sending actual nuclear weapons to station them in Cuba. Some of you may also know that a couple of years ago, about a year and a half ago, Russia also made a truce with the president of Nicaragua, and they are under agreement, or were under agreement, to do military exercises off the coast of Nicaragua, which again is in Central America. And so all the things are being set up for an invasion, just like Dimitri Dudeman was shown in the 1980s. And now here we are. David Wilkerson also saw many things when he wrote in his book, The Vision, that was in the 1970s. And he continued to talk about that until his death in 2010. And he continued to warn people that a total economic collapse was coming to America, but also we would be invaded. And as he said, quote, he saw 10,000 fires in New York City. So we've been warned throughout the decades. We've been told many, many decades about who we are, that we are Mystery Babylon, that judgment would come to this country because of our unrepentant hearts. I do believe, ladies and gentlemen, that we are on the precipice of this as we are embarking on the second and final solar eclipse. And I say final because we're not even due another partial solar eclipse until 20 years from now in 2044 is the next eclipse. And the next total solar eclipse will not be seen here and at this kind of a scale until 2060. And ladies and gentlemen, I do believe that we will be out of here long before 2060. And so this is why I'm calling this the final eclipse. It was just under 7 years we had to get ourselves together to begin to prepare, as I wrote in my newsletter about the days, exact days of 2,422 days between eclipses that we have been given. And even how the number 2422 and represents a Hebraic word meaning labor pains. And we are familiar with the fact that the last days are compared to the labor pangs of a woman who is about to give birth. And so we need to prepare more so in mind, body, and soul, saints. We need to not be caught up in the elections and so on and so forth. So if Donald Trump does make it, and then the reason why I say if, because I want to mention a couple of other things. There is also a lot of talk about us not even having an election this year. Now, I don't know if that's going to be true. I haven't seen that, but I've heard others have. I think one of the very interesting things, and this is more in a theory type of perspective, but nevertheless, you all can do your own research on this. It was very interesting about a viral video on social media that was a man who asked Alexa, who was going to win the 2024 election? Now, some of you may have seen this. If you haven't, then go ahead and look it up for yourself. And of which that Alexa responded and said that there will not be an election in 2024 because of an act from 1973 that would be enforced, and that would keep the sitting president in place. And the reason would be because we were at war with China and Russia. This was Alexa's response to someone asking who's gonna win the 2024 election, okay? The other thing I want to add about preparation that I find to be really, really interesting is the fact that there was another video of some young kids, and I say kids, but they probably was in their late teens to maybe early 20s, that it stumbled upon an opening in the ground in downtown Chicago. Yes, saints, this was downtown Chicago. And this was very recent. And they ended up looking with their phones and flashlights into a hole, of which they saw it was an underground cavern. And so they saw some police coming, and the scenes change, and they're kind of running. And then they come back later, and they decide that they're going to go and descend down into this entranceway. And it's like this big gaping hole in a sidewalk. And they go down, and they discover basically a underground bunker, a nuclear bunker, like that would house, I'm talking maybe hundreds, if not thousands of people. What was so interesting is that you would think when they went into there at first, it was like, oh, that's really old, it's dark, it's shabby. No, no, no. It was very clean. There was electricity. They had bathrooms. They had bunkers. They even had a vault, like for a banking system. Like it was a whole, almost like an underground town underneath the city of Chicago. And it even showed like the hazardous that this was like for a nuclear fallout, a fallout bunker. It was pretty crazy. And so that also had been circulating. Another thing I want to add is something, legislation or a bill, I should say, that was passed in New York. And some of you may know this and some of you may not have noticed. And go ahead and look this up. You can Google it. It's a bill that was passed. It was called, I believe it's 2.1 or 2.13 New York bill that was passed in November of 2023. And basically, to sum it up, it was basically saying that in the event of some type of national emergency, they had a right to detain anyone at any cost for any length of time without any explanation. They had a right to detain them and place them into detention camps. Now, then some of you may say, well, it's New York, right? No surprise there. Well, interestingly, there is a similar bill that was passed in the state of North Carolina, which is where I lived. And you had to look it up, but it was more so pertaining to colleges, interestingly, and businesses of the sorts. And it also had similar rings to it. Now, our governor of North Carolina happens to be Democratic, even though the senators and congressmen within the state of North Carolina are Republican. So therefore, North Carolina is considered a toss-up state and deemed purple in between blue and red. But they passed a similar law here, and it was very hush-hush. And it's been, and it said the same thing, that they would have a right to detain us at any particular cause, especially if they feel like that person or groups of people are an endangerment to national security. So I encourage you to maybe look up your own state laws. I'm not saying that every state has this. I wouldn't be surprised if that did not stand in Texas or Florida, but look up your own individual state to see if something similar has been passed. But like I said, I know the one in New York was done in November, but prior to that, there was one very similar done here in North Carolina. So there is a preparation for something huge, saints. And we need to make sure we're taking this to prayer. 2025 is going to be a very significant year. And I do believe, as the prophet was told, it is the beginning of the end of all things. We have a lot of things that are pointing to this. And I'll close with some other things that I would like to mention to you that go back thousands of years as far as the 2025 model is concerned, just so you know that this is very serious. I want to talk about briefly just the fact that the Essene calendar, so the Essenes were a group of people who it's claimed wrote the, or were responsible for the Dead Sea Scrolls. And so anyhow, in some of their writings, they had a calendar. They had this very precise, beautiful calendar that wrote, or excuse me, counted based on the years of Jubilees. Okay, Jubilee years, similar to the Book of Jubilees, which is an apocrypha book, but very, very accurate. The interesting thing about the Essene calendar, and you all can do your research on this, or someone by the name of Tom Horn, an author by the name of Tom Horn, who I know has recently passed away, wrote a very powerful book called Zeitgeist 2025. If you all can get a hold of that, but I believe he talks about that in that book, but you can either look it up through there or you can just do your own individual research about the Essene calendar. The interesting thing is that they have these cycles and they were able to even predict exactly when Christ would be born, the cycle of Jubilee that Christ would be born, and the cycles of man, the cycles of the church, the dispensations, all of these things. So my point is this, they, according to the Essene calendar, we are coming to the end of the cycle of man, or the end of the 6,000 year cycle. Remember, our calendars are off, especially the Gregorian calendar that we follow, but that the end of this cycle would happen in 2025. And so after 2025, it begins a what is considered to be the final Jubilee period before the millennial reign. And according to the Essene calendar, these Jubilees, they, and Jubilee is 50 years, by the way, they overlap. So even when the end of the age of law, which they also predicted accurately had happened, they said it would happen between 25 AD and 75 AD was that Jubilee year, meaning that they would kind of overlap, but by the end of that Jubilee year, all things that had been predicted would be so. And so when you go into 75 AD, everything that needed to be done, the birth of the Messiah, life and death of the Messiah, resurrection of the Messiah, the beginning of the church age, and even the destruction of the temple, all of that had taken place within that Jubilee period between 25 and 75 AD. So that was like this gap period. So interestingly, according to their calendar, we're entering into the final Jubilee starting in 2025, and that means between 2025 and 2075, all things will come to an end that is marking the end of the age of man going into the age of the millennial reign. So with that overlapping, what he was saying was that, or what it's saying is that the return of the rapture, let's use that word, the rapture, the tribulation, in the return of Christ, the setup of his reign and kingdom would all happen within that time frame. It doesn't mean that we have another 50 years left. What it means is that by 2075, we will already be in the millennial reign. Because also you have to remember, and again, this is going a little bit deeper into the teachings of eschatology, you have to understand that even in the Old Testament, when it's talking about the millennial reign, which is mentioned multiple times in the Old Testament, they even reference a time frame of 7 years that it would take to burn the weapons and bury the bodies and all of that. That's in reference to the millennial reign. So there's this time period where the earth is being basically reestablished and redeveloped and organized and set up for Jesus's kingdom that will reign out of Jerusalem. It won't just, he'll come back, but there's all this stuff that has to be fixed and cleaned up during a time period to establish where the nations, as the scripture tells us, that will be able to go and pay homage to him once a year, which is believed to be during the fall feast, specifically tabernacles. And so just saying that to give you that, that is a very powerful thing. And again, if you have the mind and the time to look it up, do some research on the Essene calendar, because they also are pointing to a final jubilee starting in 2025. In addition to that, there was a rabbi who I started studying about roughly in 2013 and 14 by the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Samuel. And he wrote the prophecy of the 10 jubilees. And so really interestingly, and again, you can look this up when you have time, the prophecy of the 10 jubilees, he again was super accurate and was able to predict the time that Jerusalem would lay a wasteland, the time when the Ottoman Empire would lose Jerusalem, because, and which happened in World War I, and the British had taken over it, the time that Israel would become a nation again. And he was counting it also with jubilees, okay? Very interesting. And so it was 10 jubilees that he predicted. And he said after the 10th jubilee, that would be the coming of the Messiah. Now we understand that the Jews are looking for a Messiah that has already came. But nevertheless, I want you to understand the correlation in this, okay? So the 10th Jubilee began in 2017. And if you add 50 years to that, that would put us at 2067. So remember, the Essene calendar put us at from 2025 to 2075. The marking of the 10th Jubilee puts us at 2017 to 2067. Okay, but still, do you see how the overlapping is there? That's still within 67 to 75 is a very small window, a very small window of only an eight year difference. Okay, and so that is also something to look at, because he said after the 10th Jubilee, the Messiah would come to us. Now, whether he was referencing what we know to be a false Messiah or even the real Messiah, nevertheless, it puts us in that same time frame of that Jubilee period, that 50-year period. The last thing I want to mention is the fact that in the Dead Sea Scrolls, again, kind of going back to the Essenes, there was one particular letter, and I've always been fascinated with this letter for many years now, and it's literally called the coming or the return of Melchizedek. And it's a parchment, and it's partial, it's fragmented is what I'm trying to say. It's a fragmented text. However, you get the idea of what is being spoken about the return of Melchizedek and how he would set up a kingdom here on earth. And it's specified that it would happen during Yom Kippur, but it was also counting after a 10 jubilee period. So that's also in the Dead Sea Scroll writings, which is very, very, very interesting. And so there's a lot of things here that are pointing towards the marker of 2025, which again is what I've been more so studying and more interested in than the fact that of who's going to win the election. However, what I do want to tell you all is that this will be a very troubling year. And this is something that the Lord has continuously told me. Between now and the beginning of 2025, we will see some very troubling and catastrophic things that will take place on this earth. Now, does that mean that after the beginning of 2025, all things will be better? No, that is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying to you is that this is your final time to prepare. This is the final time for you to tie up your loose strings, spiritually speaking, to stop building your treasures in this life, to learn the voice, the true voice of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, and the voice of the true shepherd, to stop following and going after the God in people and start following God himself as God as in Yahuwah, Jehovah, El Shaddai, Adonai, that God. And start following him for yourself and stop being lured away by the diverse lust and cares of this life. Time has run out. Time is up, saints. And it is time for us to sell out completely, mind, body, heart, and soul, and spirit, to the total will of Christ, of Jesus, of Yeshua, his desire for us, that not our will, but his will be done. Because if we do not take these last few months and discipline not just our flesh, but our souls, it's the discipline of the soul to hear and follow, obey the instructions of the Lord, many of us are going to perish. And that's the truth. And that perishing can be perishing from a spiritual standpoint. As the Lord has told me, many were going to fall away in this upcoming season. He said this. He said, many are going to fall away because they're not rooted in me. Many have, their seeds have fallen on rocky soil. And go into the Gospel of Matthew to find that parable. And Jesus explains that the seeds that fell on the rocky soil, they received the word, they received what was given to them. They heard the Bible studies, the preaching, the teachings, the YouTube videos. They read the books, they received the prophecies or whatever the case may be. They received it with joy. They were excited. But he said, because they had no root. Jesus says, when the persecution, when the tribulation and the trials and the persecution hit, they withered away. And there's too many Christians in today's society, in the evangelical church especially, that have no root. Because we have depended on our pastors, we have depended on prophets. Like I said, we've depended on people instead of depending on God. We're so emotionally driven, we're sensationalist, and we have no roots. And so the storm is coming. And many of us are not ready because our house is not built on the rock. Our house is made out of straw, wood, built on sand. Some of us have sand castles. And the storm is coming and it's going to wash us away because we have not taken the time to build an established relationship on the one and the only one who is unshakable, so that when all things are shaken, those who are rooted in the one who is unshakable will stand. These are important things, saints. Because trouble is coming. Great trouble is coming. One of the final things that the Lord has shown me is a total and complete economic collapse. I saw banks crumbling. I saw cities folding, including the city that I live in, which is the second largest banking institution in this country next to Manhattan, New York. And people were not prepared. Now, will that come because of an election, because of a war, an election is paused and all, whatever the case may be? No, whichever order it is, no. Remember, you're going to remember that I said these words. You must prepare. You cannot take this lightly anymore. We have to prepare. And even if it looks like Donald Trump is coming off, do not be fooled in thinking that that is your saving grace, because it is not. And if he does actually get into office, the Lord has already told me there's a side of him that you all will see that you've never seen before. Whether he wins or whether it's another 2020 situation, it doesn't matter. What's coming down the tubes is horrific. And we need to prepare, saints. This is Mina Lee Jones with Faithful Walk Healing Ministries. And I would like to personally thank you for supporting our ministry and for sharing these audio teachings. My prayer is that these podcasts will challenge your heart, mind, and soul, and encourage you to study the Word of God and to seek a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. Our website is www.faithfulwalkhealingministries.com, where you can find more information about our ministry, upcoming conferences, and links to our social media accounts. I would also like to invite you to join our interactive online Bible study that takes place every Thursday night starting at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can join us by calling 712-770-4852, and the access code is 607-594. I look forward to hearing from you soon. God bless you and shalom.